You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome on back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm sitting here live at Radio Park in Racine. We got all across the state from me, Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then over in Madison, Mr. Dom Lee on the boards. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Thank you to everyone who participated in the Break into Spring Text to Win Multi-State Contest. That word is now closed. I saw some words coming through. If you missed it, don't worry. 7 p.m., that entire hour, tune in, stay here. You'll get a brand new keyword, and then everything starts again tomorrow with 7 more chances to win $200 plus your opportunity to win a brand new mattress set from Verlo. So good luck and stay tuned. Really quick, I just want to throw a shout out to Brett and Brown Deer, who referred to our Marinette, Racine, and Madison as the Yahir triangle. So I really like that. That's a t-shirt. So I'm just going to put that out there. That's all I got to say about that one. But that was wonderful, Brett and Brown Deer. Thank you so much. Good first hour, guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say, too, I think that Christmas City, USA here, Marinette, brings more street cred to the Yotter Hay of that triangle. You guys are sort of closer to civilization. We're holding down the fort here when it comes to Yotter Hay. But you will find people in Marinette that go, oh, that's a UP accent. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, oh, across the river? Yeah, okay. Apparently the Continental Divide runs between Marinette and Menominee. But yeah, that's a funny one. I like that.
They just want desperately not to sound like people in Fargo. That's what they want.
Right.
Or as long as you don't say milk or bag or whatever, I'm good. Before we get into the question of the night, Pete, if it's okay with you, I want to give a quick update on one of our big three stories from earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just joining us right now, you can always listen to the first hour by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight, download. It's 2 episodes a day. You can always catch up. But we had a first hour just now. We're in the second hour. We have our big three stories in the beginning. And one of the stories we talked about was Alan Richson being involved in a scuffle. Well, really controlling the scuffle as he beat the crud out of a neighbor for what I believe were real reasons. And if you want to find out more, go back and listen. We talked about there. But this is via Screen Rant by way of The Hollywood Reporter. Alan Richson will not be facing criminal charges after getting into an altercation with his neighbor. Brentwood Police Captain Stephen Pepin stated after reviewing available evidence, including video footage and witness statements, authorities determined that no criminal charges will be pursued. Mr. Richson's actions were found to be in self-defense.
Wow. What a surprise.
I never thought I'd get goosebumps for justice ever again. All right, baby.
First of all, you got to be a little crazy to mess with that guy. Let's say you even know how to fight or you took martial arts or something. His sheer mass.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, Greg, when I read this article today, he's 6'3". He looks like he's like 6'9" on that show. And it's probably the way they shoot it. But he is a mountain of a human being.
You said crazy to fight him. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to say you are incalculably stupid if you try to fight him, unless you look like him or you're like one of those small. We all knew those small guys growing up who just got into fights for no reason because they were trying to prove something. But yeah, I see Alan. If I see anyone on a motorcycle, I'm not standing in front of it, let alone Reacher. No, thank you. I'll be like, have a good day, folks. I'm glad you're connecting with your kids. So
this guy obviously wanted to pick a fight with a big celebrity.
Yes.
Maybe he saw it as a payday. I don't know. Or he hates Hollywood, whatever it is. But, you know, my inclination toward when I read the story is like, something's not right here. So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, and also, I don't know if he knew if it was Alan Richson or not, but doesn't matter. Mm. It just doesn't matter.
I mean,
but this is a guy who was getting too big for his britches. His hat choices were very clear. If you,
you mean we're talking about Ronnie, right?
Red Hat Ronnie over here. Oh, Red Hat Ronnie.
But I mean, yeah, you're so in your 50s. Go by Ronald. Unless you're a wide receiver, come on.
I mean, I've got like a 85-year-old uncle named Ronnie, but he's a Ronnie. When you look at him, you're like, oh, you're a Ronnie. You are a Ronnie for sure.
But sometimes it just works.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I wanted to give that quick little update because that's what we care about here at Nightlight, the news. So
we break all the big stories.
We break all the big stories. We can never put them back together again. All right. Today, Pete, is National Cocktail Day, which prompted, yes, big day, which prompted the very important question. But before we get into that, Dom, can you play us the music?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of National Cocktail Day, folks, what is your cocktail of choice? We just heard from our guest, Kevin Daspoy, in the last segment. He goes Miller Lite. Nice and easy, mellow, nothing fancy, but get as crazy as you want or take it easy as much as you want. What is your favorite cocktail or your cocktail of choice? And it can be a mocktail, too, as Greg mentioned earlier. So, before we get to some texts, one of our faves, Sydney Politics, on the stream says, Kitty cocktail, but he spelled it K-I-T-T-Y, like there's a cat involved somehow.
I can't drink that. Pete, I can't drink that. I can't drink that.
Because it's the kitty?
I'm allergic to cats.
Ooh. If you drink it fast enough, you know.
I'm going to get all sniffly.
And you don't even get the pleasure of catching a buzz with a kitty cocktail. But
no, you just get the pleasure of getting that.
It's also known as a Shirley Temple that can be quite delicious and refreshing. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you, Sydney. Absolutely. He says, happy Persian New Year, which was Friday, and I missed the chance to say it. And there's a third. This is a trilogy text from our pal Sydney. He says, my girlfriend, Rachel. I know Rachel. I've met her. Wonderful person. Nice. She says, started a new job Monday. Please wish her luck. Well, good luck, Rachel. That's exciting.
Rachel, good luck.
Good luck.
And congrats for nailing down a job in this market. That's pretty...
Dude,
props to Rachel, right?
Come on. Yeah, absolutely. Just no thank you.
All right, I think we got to read some texts, guys. Let's get through some of these listener texts. Love when everybody participates in the show. Yes. We've got from WMDX, listening on WMDX, 414 says, Brandy Old Fashioned. I knew we were going to get a few of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the question then is, sweet or sour? And I know people will say, well, Wisconsin's so sour or sweet. But you never know. People have their...
I go sweet.
Inclinations. There you go.
For sure.
Let's see here. An author of the Facebook page, I don't know who this was. It says, martini with just a bit of dirt or a whiskey. Old-fashioned sweet. I don't know what that means.
Wait a minute. You wrote that as the
Facebook page, not as yourself.
See, I don't understand that. I didn't post the question, but I have access to it. I thought I was doing that as Pete Schwabba.
No, you didn't. So, martini with just a little bit of dirt or a whiskey. So is that you making fun of an old-fashioned sour?
No. I like a whiskey old-fashioned sweet.
Okay.
And when it comes to martinis, I don't like a full-blown dirty martini, but I do like a dash of dirt in there, a little olive juice.
Can I tell you a really weird thing?
Please.
Okay. So my wife, love of my life.
Yeah.
Best person in the world.
Wow.
Loves. A dirty martini. The dirtier the better. So like she's like, pick up the little cup and pour the olive juice in there and as dirty as possible. Okay, cool. Right. Excellent. Fine.
That's good too.
Hates olives.
What? Interesting.
Right?
So the mix with that and vermouth, or does she like gin or vodka?
I think she usually gets a vodka.
Same.
She usually gets a vodka. Yeah. I can never wrap my brain around that because when we go out for our Bloody Marys on Saturdays, I always take her olive because she doesn't want it. But if you give her a martini, she's like, the dirtier the better. I'm like, I don't understand you right now. So
Greg, marry that girl.
Oh, 1,000 times over. I ask her to marry me at least once a month and she always says yes, please. And that makes me happy because the day she doesn't say that, I'm gonna be sad.
Oh dear.
Let's see. Mary on the Facebook says, brandy old-fashioned sweet with cherries, muddled if I have the option. There you go. Oh, that's nice. That's called mixology right there.
Absolutely. She knows her stuff. Brian from the 920 says, Seagram's VO. Straight up, okay. I guess.
All right, there you go.
Very basic answer. Thank you, Brian.
Tiff on the Facebook says, I over-whiskied and over-brandied in my youth on Wisconsin. So it that usually leads most people into saying, so I lay off, I have a mocktail or something. Not Wisconsin. So it's vodka gimlets or martinis for me now.
Wow.
I love that.
That is not a quitter. Thank you, Tiff. That's awesome.
That reminds me of the Keith Moon story where the doctor said, if you keep drinking a pint of vodka a day, you're going to die. So he switched to like whiskey.
Do you want to know, you remember he was the drummer for The Who, correct?
Correct, yes. Yes.
All right, Keith Moon, there was since we both have stand-up in our backgrounds, Greg, there was a club in Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
Grand Blanc, actually, but Flint is right next door. The Days Inn where they put the comics up was in Flint. Yeah. Yeah. They had a pool there. That is the pool that Keith Moon drove his car into.
Nice.
And the pool, at least as of 25 years ago, was still there. Awesome piece of history.
I love that. I love that. Amazing. R.I.P. Keith Moon.
Brett from Brown Deer says, my drink of choice is a shot of Jack and a PBR. If I'm drinking a cocktail, it's a brandy old fashioned.
Thanks. There you go. Okay. I like how you go back and forth. That's important too. It's important to have options. So
absolutely.
Patrick on Facebook, this is a bit of a long one, but he gives us a recipe. So a squashed strawberry alley cat. It's 12 large strawberries chopped, 3 ounces dark rum, a splash of creme de menthe, 1 ounce of sugar, a thimble of grape pucker. Good Lord. A soup con of cinnamon, a touch of Rumplemans. My God. Okay, now you're just getting weird. A grimace of red wine and a child's laughter. All right. You know what? Whatever. I feel like I was led down a road here that just wanted me to read bigger and bigger SAT words.
Have we just been had?
I think we've been had.
Mm-hmm. Jim from Brookfield says, hi, Pete and Greg. My daughter has become quite the mixologist. She's 4 years old. Kidding. I added that. This past Thanksgiving, she mixed up an apple cider old fashioned using apple cider and pre-made old fashioned called Soul Boxer. That is currently my favorite cocktail. Fantastic. Thank you, Jim.
And if you ask my mom what her favorite cocktail is, it's going to be margaritas that we drank a lot of last Thursday. Oh, I like a lot of them. Some idiot named Greg on the Facebook page says, Bloody Mary all day. That's me. I love Bloody Marys.
But Heidi, not the $30 kind.
Well, I mean, no, of course not the $30 kind, but like, okay. I didn't know. I should have asked her. But also, Heidi says Moscow Mule. I love a Moscow Mule.
Oh, I do too.
I love a Moscow Mule. Oh, so tasty.
That's a great one.
It's literally a drink that is refreshing.
Totally. Like a margarita in a lot of ways. Or a mojito.
Yep.
Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids says, Looney Tunes Rhode Island Red versus the Chicken Hawk. Oh, what a tale that was.
What's happening right now? What's happening?
I need a recipe right now.
Are you still going with social media, Greg?
Yeah, I am. I just have no idea what all those words meant. Let's see here. Oh, Sarah on the Facebook says, N.A. Moscow Mule, cranberry, lime, and ginger beers. Ooh, I'm trying that because I don't want to drink too much, but I love mocktail versions. So thank you, Sarah, for that one. Cranberry, lime, and ginger beer. Amazing.
That'll work. Robert in La Crosse says tangerine rosemary mocktail. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excellent, Robert. Thank you very much.
All right. Chris in
Sun Prairie says he's got a twofer here. Lately, I've been really feeling Manhattans. Oh, I like that poll. And then he says, but I kind of feel like a fraud because I'm not that fancy. No one's judging you here, Chris.
I saw that before and do not feel,
never.
You like what you like. You're as fancy as you'd like to be, whether your cocktail is a 3-paragraph long description or a Miller Lite. You stick to what's you, baby. All right. Thank you to everyone who reached out. We'll get to some more of them at the end of the show
in the
nightcap. But coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to stand-up comedian and writer Greg Schwemm, who is going to be joining us talking about his column Hotel Humor here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Yeah. Humor Hotel. I can read. You listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. It is so great to have you here, folks. This is a Tuesday night here at the Civic Media Network. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach, Dom Lee, as we affectionately call him, working the board. Dom, you never told us your favorite cocktail.
Espresso martini. Boom. right there.
Espresso martini.
That is fast.
I like it.
He's like espresso martini next.
It's too fast. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I have a feeling our next guest is going to have a great answer to that question. He is a very funny stand-up comedian who is also a nationally syndicated columnist and writes a column called The Humor Hotel for Tribune Media Services. We are joined now by the very funny and swell guy, Greg Schwemm. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Greg. How are you?
Doing well. How are you tonight?
Excellent. Dominic, did you see the Saturday Night Live sketch, the Espresso Martini Safe Room?
I did.
That was just like on a couple of weeks ago. And it was when girls had too many espresso martinis that they had a safe room for them to do whatever they wanted. And now you've just totally weirded out the whole concept of that sketch.
Dom, you're not allowed in that safe room.
Yeah, no, right? No.
For reasons we won't go into.
No.
Still going to have them, though.
Yeah.
Too good.
Yeah.
Greg, it's good to see you. Do you have a favorite a cocktail of choice on National Cocktail Day?
National Cocktail Day, I would say, you know what? I'm so lame. My go-to cocktail is a vodka and tonic, which I think works anywhere. However, just this a couple weeks ago, my girlfriend and I, we go to this Asian cocktail bar. Mm-hmm. And it's in Chicago and it's called Wang's, and don't judge it. All right. So Wang's, the Asian cocktail bar, but I have this one and it's got vodka and sake, which is a bad combination right there. Oh. And lychee fruit, which totally makes the vodka and the sake untastable.
God, that makes my head hurt.
Right? You're cringing just hearing the ingredients. And I had two of those, and it was a really, really interesting walk home after two of those things.
I will say this. I'm not going to judge you or a place called Wang's, because when I lived in L.A., a few blocks away, there was a place called Big Wang's. So it's like, I don't judge anybody by their establishments they drink at.
Yeah. So, and I do like margaritas too. Those are
all same. Here's my issue with margaritas.
Yeah.
Is I like them strong, not because I like want to get drunk faster, but when a margarita is too sweet, it's not good. And you have to put more alcohol in to make it taste. It's a great mix, but you do get drunk faster. That's the problem.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I would always get the, what do they call it? There's on ice and there's the other one.
Frozen.
Yeah. I always get frozen. And then one day I realized, like, I'm an adult. I'm on ice from now on. It just felt because the frozen ones are so cold and they're so sugary that they give you sugar shock. And as I found out personally last week, just from any kind of margarita, there's so much sugar that that is actually what kicks in your hangover the next day. Yes. It's not so much the booze. It's the fact that you've dehydrated yourself through the sugar. So taking a break from margaritas for maybe
sugar shock and brain freeze at the same time.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Greg, well, let's talk about your most recent article. I just love this. You said, and for all Greg stuff, check out the Humor Hotel at Tribune Media Services. Great stuff. You said that 53% of Americans feel like other people are bad. I'm assuming a sign of the polarizing times we live in, but then you compared that to Canada, where Canadians say 92% of people are good.
Yes.
What is going on there?
It wasn't me that said that. I was quoting a Pew Research study, which said the same thing, though. It said 53% of Americans think their fellow Americans are bad, and you know what? You know, the first thing that came to mind every time I hear a study like that, I always think of that joke. And I think, you know, it was like, I think multiple comedians did this. Mm-hmm. And it was always like, there was like some study that said like 30% of Americans were gay. And the joke was, so look to your left and look to your right. If those people are straight, it's you. That's what I thought. But so Pew Research said that 53% of Americans think their fellow Americans are, quote unquote, morally and ethically bad people. And then they compared it to other countries, and Canada came out on top, saying that they thought that 90% of their fellow Canadians were good people.
Jeez.
I just, That, oh my gosh.
You're stunned, aren't you?
I'm totally stunned by that because you, yeah, it makes me sad because I don't want to think that about people. Like, I know there are people out there that I disagree with. I know there are people out there that are legitimately not good people, but I don't want to believe that there are so many bad people out there that's like overwhelming. I just, right. That's difficult for me. It doesn't shock me at all that Canadians think that most of their country is good. They're Canadians, but whoa.
Well, Oofers. But then my article went on to say that I think there's a difference between bad and annoying. You know,
yes.
I don't think we think that our fellow Americans are necessarily bad people. I think that we just get annoyed very easily with little things. And I brought up examples like, you know, I said the guy in my condominium building who's constantly pushing the up button when it's already lit. All right. I don't think that makes him a bad person, but he's an annoying person. I really don't want to be in the elevator with this dude. All right. Or I said, you know, I was on the phone with my credit card company to get today. And I'm sure you've gone through this too, where you type in your 16 digit credit card.
Oh yes.
And then you get a person and they say, hey, can you give me your credit card number? And I'm like, well, what did I just do there? That was annoying.
I just expended all that energy for nothing. Yes. Greg, we're going to do a very quick break. When we come right back, we'll have more with our pal, comedian and syndicated columnist, Greg Schwemm. We're talking about his article, If You're a Good Person, you're most likely close to a bad one. We'll get into it more on the other side of the break. This is Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach and Nightlife. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Sitting across the state from me is Mr. Greg Bach, and holding down the fort in Madison is Dom Lee. It is great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Our question of the night is, in honor of National Cocktail Day, what is your cocktail of choice? Our guest, Greg Schwemm, I've already forgotten what you said, Greg, but welcome back.
I said vodka and tonic, and then if I want to go to a place called Wang's, it is a vodka sake/lychee fruit.
God, how did I forget that? That is the voice of Greg Schwemm. He is the author of The Humor Hotel, a great nationally syndicated column you can check out on Tribune Media Services. He's also a very funny stand-up comic. He joins us over the stream from Tennessee tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you again, Greg, pickleball, you play?
I do. In fact, I'm playing tomorrow.
Oh, sweet. I loved your article about it.
Thank you.
And especially Michelle Tafoya.
Oh, yes.
Tell us
I thought what you were leading into. You're like, hey, do you play pickleball? Also,
well, a pickleball.
Let's talk politics.
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about Michelle Tafoya, like I just mentioned a few days ago, because she said everybody should hold. She's running for Senate in Minnesota. She said everybody should stop buying Starbucks once a week to help pay for higher gas prices to support the war in Iran. How she connected those dots, I have no idea. But she said something even more crazy, which you mentioned in your article. So please tell us how being a sideline reporter for the NFL gives you the talents to be a senator.
That's my point, is why people are using these credentials to run for political office. And it's sports people, you know, and they keep using these sports metaphors. And I, you know, it's always like some ex-jock saying, I can kick this country through the goalposts of success. Like, you know, it has nothing. And Michelle Tafoya was something like when she announced she was running, she talks about how she's been on the sidelines. She's talked to people during the big game at the most crucial of times, and therefore I should be a senator. And I was like, where do these things go? And it's one after the other. Greg, you were about to say.
I was just going to say, well, if that's the case, then I have an idea. Then she can just become a reporter at the Capitol.
There you go.
She can be on the sidelines talking to the senators and the congress people.
So my whole thing was, I was going to say, you know, hi, I'm Greg Schwemm, you know, husband, father, pickleball player. Do you ever, you know, aren't you tired of these pickleball? Have you ever gone to a city court and seen all the pickleball courts that are taken? We need common sense and to get rid of these pickleball hogs. And that's what I'm bringing to Washington. And therefore, I want to be the Secretary of State or the Vice President or something. It's like, come on, what does this have to do with running for political office? So she's the latest. And there was just something about that commercial that just really irritated me.
Well, I guess I just look at it from the point of it. Herschel Walker walked so she could run. I mean, that's just really what it is.
Even
Smith there you go.
Is now wants to run for president because he has a talk show. There you go, guys. You know, we have talk shows too. So
wait, who did you say has a talk show and wants to run for president?
Is it Stephen Smith or the guy on ESPN?
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. Yeah. He says he's thinking about running
for president. Mm-hmm.
I love it when they say, I haven't ruled out the dot, dot, dot. I'm like, right. No one's right. trying to rule you in, bro. Seriously.
Who ruled you in?
Yeah. And it's kind of weird enough when you are a quarterback or a running back or whatever, like, well, you know, I was on the field and that qualifies me for office. No, it doesn't. You were a great athlete. I'm not saying you can't do that. Maybe you'd be good at it, but it doesn't automatically. And she's saying I was a sideline reporter that somehow, if that qualifies her, hey, I love to watch football and I sit on my couch and do it. And I've seen what she does. So maybe I could be like a state senator with those qualifications.
Tommy Tuberville, who's now is a senator in Alabama and is running for governor of Alabama. He's like, as you all know, I'm a coach. I'm a recruiter. And
what else? Yeah. Right. So, you're a guy who withheld military pension or military promotions for your own gain.
What the three branches of government are. Right.
Guys, I just want to make this announcement really quick here. Here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Once a long time ago for my nephew's fourth birthday, I bought him a football. I'm running for governor now. Yeah. So because I feel like in that day when I was shopping on it was Amazon. Okay, my mom bought the football for me and she signed it. It's not the point. The point is, I understand the economy and I understand governments. So vote for me.
You held a football.
I've signed a card that my mom bought for me saying, I hope you love this football, Ben. Yes. Yep.
There you go.
Who wants to get in my campaign?
Got my vote.
Boy, and if ever there was a politician, like they can shoehorn anything into a conversation, but Michelle Tafoya is on record now three times, and you're like, whoa, this would be interesting because I don't get. And Tommy Tuberville, of course, who you just mentioned, has a, what was his thing? Oh, yeah. He was the one who was obsessed with male cheerleaders. Yes. I don't know if that was healthy or unhealthy, but he really picks his issues as well. Exactly. How did you know, Greg, when you're just watching the news, how do you know I've got a column? That's great.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Pete. I mean, I just feel like when I write, I want to come up with some topic that either everybody is talking about or is so insane that it becomes funny, you know, and, or sometimes I will try to gauge the conversation. Like, you know, I wrote a column a couple of weeks ago about, do you use hotel room service? Mm-hmm. And the reason I did that is because I stayed at the Planet Hollywood in Vegas I had a corporate gig out there about a month ago. And first of all, the first thing they tell you, even when you book the room, it's like, okay, the room is $79 a night, but the resort fee is $62, and which covers like housekeeping and using the pool, which is closed in Vegas in February, and the use of the health club, which I'm not going to be using because I'm busy and I'm working all day. But the housekeeping service was the one that kind of threw me because I have found myself more and more not using housekeeping, like when I go for like a day or two. I mean, that used to be, you know, when you stay in a hotel, that was one of the luxuries of staying in a hotel, was that somebody came in and cleaned your room. And now I find myself just being like, no, just stay out of the room because I'm working and I don't feel like getting out so you can come in. And I thought, are there other people out there? So sometimes I'll go out to social media and I'll be like, how do you feel about this? And it was amazing how many other people didn't use housekeeping service as well. What about you guys?
I have never noticed a housekeeping fee on my hotel. I'm the same way. Like, I rarely stay at a hotel for more than maybe three nights, depending on the reason. And I think if I went beyond that, maybe I'd have them clean up. But I almost always tell them no, because nowadays they say it's not even a thing of like put your do not disturb sign up. Like, they want you to say like, tell us if you don't want it. Right. I generally don't want it because I'm a fairly clean person. I don't want my stuff be. I don't care about. I'm like, I'm not like hiding anything, but I also don't want you rearranging my room, even if it's a mess. It's my mess. Let me live in my mess for 48 hours.
I mean, that's what you do at home, right? Yeah. You clean up your own place, right? What about you, Pete?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like same deal. I can use the same towel more than once. I have no illusions of grandeur. I'm just a regular dude. Give me one towel. I'm fine. I don't need to pretend I can live luxuriously. What drives me crazy is when I put the do not disturb sign up and they still knock on the door.
Right.
Housekeeping. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. What, like, part of that didn't you read correctly? Yeah.
Whether it's I'm working or I want to sleep, it's unbelievable to me. So, but the resort fee cracks me up because you think they would factor that into the nightly fee, but that's probably how they suck you in. Oh, this is only $125. Oh, it's actually $250 after all the, it's crazy.
Well, exactly. That's like all those third-party hotel websites where they're like, we'll get you this hotel room for $49. And then after all their fees, it's the same price as the hotel. And you're like, oh. And on top of that, it's not a reservation. You have to pay for it. You don't go. You've lost your money. You can't cancel the reservation. So hotels are just – it's every way they can – and this is for a lot of places. Any way they can nickel and dime you – they will do it, but then they will pass it off as these are the savings you're getting. No, you're not. I've seen the bill. I know what you're doing. Yeah. I'm not stupid.
Or the 4 p.m. check-in and the 11 o'clock check-out.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You can't check in till like 3-4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever.
I was at a place recently in central Wisconsin. We were visiting my daughter. It was a 10 a.m. checkout and a 4 p.m. check-in. It's like, why don't you just shorten it to 8 hours? So I got to go in, lay down right away and wake up. You know, is that what you're going for?
Or why don't you just put the sign outside the hotel that says hourly rates?
Yeah, right. Sleep here.
If you want, I'll tidy up. If you give me a couple extra hours, I'll leave at noon, but I'll just start the cleaning process. But
I'll clean up the continental breakfast.
I will fold the hotel into a swan if that's what it takes for me to be here a few extra hours.
I will complain about hotels till I'm blue in the face, but I will still much rather stay at a hotel than an Airbnb. I would much rather stay in a private locked room with a bunch of other private locked rooms than walk into someone's house going, I don't like this at all. This is weird.
Walk into someone's house going, where are the cameras? I want to be well lit when they're recording me. Yeah. Yeah. Greg Schwemm is our guest. He is a nationally syndicated columnist who writes his column called The Humor Hotel for Tribune Media Services, and he's a very funny stand-up comedian as well. He joins us here periodically on Nightlight to talk about some of his articles that he writes and a little comedy. I did notice, I think I'm going to go back because I wanted to mention this to you, Greg. I think this was in your first article. If you're a good person, you're most likely close to a bad one. Only 23% of Americans find marijuana use morally wrong, compared with 91% and 70% of survey participants in Indonesia and Japan. We don't have it here in Wisconsin. Like, I don't even smoke it, but I still feel like we should have it. We're surrounded by states where it's legal. I know, Greg, what do you think?
Iowa has it.
Yeah.
Iowa
needs it.
maybe. We're just
well, you know, that's against. It. I don't understand why Wisconsin doesn't have it. It is legal in Illinois. And I guess I'm not going to Indonesia anytime soon, but or Japan. But I think the fact that so many states have legalized it, you know, Illinois, my joke in my act is always, you know, 3 years ago, marijuana was a felony drug in Illinois, and today it's a stocking stuffer. that's our opinion now on marijuana use in Illinois. But
this is the perfect state too, Wisconsin, because people come up here in the summer. You open a weed store in Minocqua or Eagle River. Oh my gosh, retire early. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, you do have things that we don't in Illinois. You do.
Yeah.
You have spotted cow beer.
Sure.
Okay. So great. There you go. We both cool. have something. We both have something the other side wants. And I think that is why we're getting along much better.
Hey, we gotta coexist, right?
Right.
Greg.
I go up real quick. I go up to Wisconsin, and people are like, "You going to Wisconsin?" Hey, they lower their voice. They're like, "Can you bring that spotted cow?" I'm like,
"Spotted cow.
Why are you whispering? It's legal up there." Okay,
that's how good it is, buddy, and you know it. Hey, bud, thank you so much. As always, so much fun. Break a leg on stage, and let's do this again soon, pal.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. All right.
Greg Schwemm, check out the Humor Hotel on Tribune Media Services. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. We are coming back for the nightcap.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Network. We're so happy you're here with us tonight. This is our last segment of the evening. Folks, if you want to be part of the the Break into Spring Text to Win Multi-State Contest, don't go anywhere, because in the 7 o'clock hour, you'll get your last keyword for the day. And then the whole thing will start together again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Don't forget, make sure you have the Civic Media app to participate and get in there and try to win $200. Good luck to you. But that all will happen in the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you so much for listening and participating in that contest. We love hearing from you all. Love knowing that you're out there listening. That was like the most laid-back, jazzy thing I've ever heard in my life, Dom.
It was very jazzy. It was very, very well jazzy. Done. You know, sometimes.
Oh my goodness!
We gotta recap. You know, we gotta recap, and that always includes jazz. It always does. You know.
I don't disagree with that, Pete. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are in the nightcap now. Here we are in the nightcap, Pete. I'm blown away by that sounder. That was amazing. Pete, what did you think of the show tonight?
I liked it a lot. And here's what I learned. We've got a few texts left, but before we do that, I want to tell you that I learned when Kevin was here that home prices are not going to go down, even though we have a ton of old people in Wisconsin. That's kind of morbid, I know, but that was an eye-opener.
I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of people. I'm going to predict this. When those folks unfortunately pass, you're going to see a lot of people probably maybe buying a second home. Because they're probably, my guess is those homes probably are smaller, easier maintained. They're more cabin-like in their location. You'll probably be seeing some folks from around the country saying, oh, $250,000? Nothing. I got that in my couch cushion. Boom, done.
Probably. So. Yeah. And I love my house. It's great. But I'm thinking more of, like you said before, Greg, like people like Dom or my kids, I want them to be able to own a house if they want to too.
Yep. Absolutely.
So there you go. But what did you learn, Greg?
Oh man, I learned that, I almost said Canada. I learned that Canada has a much higher opinion of each other than we do of each other here in America. And I need to start looking at my hotel receipts. For things being charged for things I don't use. So that's what I learned from both of our guests.
Yes.
Don't mess with Alan Richson.
Correct. Obviously. And you can laugh and learn. I think that's what we learned from Greg.
Absolutely.
Whistler from Richland Center. He's in the 608, or his phone is, says Mike's harder green apple. Thank you, Whistler.
Okay.
Cam from Appleton says Molotov. Okay, no reason to get all mobbish here, Cam, but thank you for the text. Okay. Michael in Tosa says my favorite cocktail is a brandy old fashioned sweet. Would you say that's our winner tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I've got one more here from the Facebook page. It's a longer one. This is a little bit of a description. Then I got a little story about the brandy old fashions I want to tell you about. So Daniel on Facebook says, my dad drank maybe once a year, only when he went out to the Tradewind Supper Club. I know where that is.
Yeah.
He would have a brandy old fashioned sweet with cherries muddled, of course, to make us kids feel included. He would order us kitty cocktails with cherries. We felt like adults then. So every once in a while, I will have a BOFs. I don't know what that means. Brandy old fashioned. He made it initials. Cool. In his memory, my mom didn't drink at all, but once in a blue moon, Mary Bomber, St. Anthony's organist, was over to our house, and she would say, you know what? I'm going to have a beer. And my mom would reply, I'll have one with you. I love that. So wonderful. Thank you so much for that, Daniel. I think brandy old fashions win.
The big winner.
Sweet.
We've got Trade Winds is here in Christmas City, and I think I know that name, that Mary Bomber name, too. So we've got a few more texts here, but go ahead, Greg. I want to hear what you had to say about the...
I was just going to say that I went to Toronto a couple of years ago, and I went into a bar with my brother-in-law, and we were looking at the cocktail list, and there was a brandy old-fashioned... old-fashioned. And I said, oh, I wonder if they have a sweet, like a... And my brother-in-law goes, what? I said, you know, an old-fashioned sweet, like with brandy instead of whiskey. And he goes, that's not a thing. I'm like, what? He's like, that's not a thing. That's not a thing that exists. I'm like, and I got the bartender. I said, hey, man, old-fashioned with brandy, a brandy old-fashioned sweet. He goes, yeah, we don't do that. I'm like, all I'm saying is an old-fashioned with brandy instead of whiskey. Like, I didn't make this up myself. And here's the kicker. My brother-in-law went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he was telling me it didn't exist. I had to take a moment. I was like, you both are insane, and I just, now just give me one of your cruddy beers. Thank you very much. So, yeah.
It sounds like you held your ground, though.
Matt
from Eau Claire says, Liney's Point is also good beer. Good for you, Matt. Sometimes a Tom Collins, but Tanqueray will make you return crap you didn't think of stealing yet. I love that. John, we've got two more here. John in Columbia County says, my cocktail of my choosing is a dirty vodka martini. Well done, John. Mm-hmm. Olives and just a whiff of white vermouth. Ooh. And then 262 says, margarita from Conejitos place in Milwaukee?
Conejitos. Yeah, it's a Mexican restaurant where you order your food, and as you're finishing your order, they bring you your food.
Oh, I'm so hungry. See, this is making me so hungry. I haven't had a drink in over 3 years, like I mentioned. I kind of want one right now.
Okay. Let's make that happen. If you want to quit forever.
It's gotta end.
I didn't say you were.
Point.
I didn't say you just say, I'm here to help. I'm here to help. Why are you getting I'm trying to support you and your journey. My goodness. All right.
I might have to call you after the show for some.
That's fine. Absolutely. I'm here for support. You, buddy. Always and forever. Dom, not so much. Love All right, it. Folks. On behalf of Pete, just kidding. I love you, buddy. On behalf of Pete, I want to thank Dom and Tucker for being here, as well as traffic and engineering. As we always say, without you, nothing works. Everyone who called, texted, sent a live stream comment, our guest, Greg Schwem and Kevin Dospoy, thank you so much for being here, being a part of the show. We appreciate that as well. Really quick here. I got to get to the thing here. I didn't do this. I'm so sorry. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Frank Herman of Let Me Be Frank Productions and share what's coming up at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay. And our friend Martin Alvarado is back from the Madison Public Library to talk about his book picks. Folks, don't go anywhere. In the 7 o'clock hour, another keyword for the break in the spring multi-state text-to-win contest. So stay tuned, stay close, stay a part of this. We'd love to have you here. But for that all being said, Pete, say goodnight to the folks.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.